So within less than 2 months, the 2019 general elections will be taking place. That'll be on the 8th of May. I've seen some people say on the 18th of May. Ooh, if you vote on the 18th of May, I tell you, you're going to miss the boat. You're going to port miss it, so it's in Afrikaans. Anyway, but we are delivering, we're certainly delving further and further into these elections. Jack Miller from the Cape Party will be joining you once Melania's spoken to us and given us some insights. Now, in the run-up to this all-important election, we just want to keep you informed and in the picture. So every Tuesday morning, this time, we'll be looking into the various angles related to the elections with the well-versed, I've got to say, Melanie Firvut. She's been there, done that. She's been an ambassador. She worked with the ANC before they sold us down the river. So she's done lots and joins you this morning to talk about the Electoral Conduct Act. So, Melanie, good morning.
Good morning, Kino. How are you?
I'm very good, very good. Now, you join us, of course, to discuss mainly the Electoral Conduct Act. And I think, firstly, for those who don't know, what exactly is the Electoral Conduct Act all about?
Well, it's actually the Electoral Act. But what happens is that, you know, as we get closer to elections, things inevitably heat up as politicians get desperate or just a little bit ahead of themselves, etc. And they start... You know, the temptation is always there to start insulting the opposition, either the parties or even individuals, or in some cases even they or their supporters start intimidating the supporters or the political candidates on the other side, even sometimes journalists, or they start making such ridiculous populist statements that sometimes are inflammatory and can cause violence and, you know, incite people to violence. So obviously that's not very good for the democratic process. Mm-hmm. So the Electoral Act, which was brought into place after 1994, the new one, is very strict about this. It says politicians can't just say what they want to say and do what they want to do, because then we will undermine this very, very sensitive democratic process. And it has, I mean, it says everything in there. It says it even has examples of forms and everything. It's a very comprehensive act. But what it does do is in Schedule 2, it has a code of conduct where it tells politicians what they may not do, or political parties what they may not do. And that's where, and all political parties have to sign up for that. 48 of them have signed up already, and they are the ones which have registered for the elections. And they all have to abide by that code of conduct.
So let's talk about a few recent examples where people seemingly have overstepped this particular line.
So, well, I mean, there's a few that seems to already have popped up, which shows you we're getting closer to the election. The first one, which is very interesting, is Brett Herron, which is now suing Mutsima Imani for, in an interview, saying that he was, I think he said he was a racist, and certainly that the police was after him and looking for him.
Wow.
Now, you know, that's quite extreme, and Brett Herron is now suing him for 2 million rands, I think it is. A second example, and I'll tell you why those ones are in breach of the Electoral Code of Conduct if they are proven to be correct. And the second one is Karima Brown, which has been, you know, as a journalist, intimidated by the supporters of the EFF after Julius Malema, published a screenshot of a WhatsApp that she sent, and then her number was visible in that. And then also more recently, Courtney Mulder was on ENCA having a debate with Andile Mkhithama about the fact that the Freedom Front Plus has now taken the BLF's registration to court because they do not allow white people to be part of the party. And he also consistently insisted, I'm not debating, I'm not talking to that white racist. So all of those certainly are very close to a breach, if not an absolute breach of the Electoral Act.
And then
that schedule, yes.
But there was also, I mean, I don't know, there were videos going around of EFF supporters tearing down ANC posters. Would that be a breach?
Yes, absolutely. That is totally in breach. I mean, it's very, very clear in the act that you may not deface or remove any other political party's posters. And people must know that if you get caught, even if you just want a little memorabilia for your bedroom, that is illegal, and you can be in serious trouble. And the interesting thing about this schedule and the act is that it's not without teeth. It's not one of those where you just complain to some website and hopefully something will come of it. It is, in fact, a court. These matters are taken up by a specific electoral court. which is appointed by the president on the advice of the Judicial Service Commission. And there's five members. One, the chairperson, is from the appellate division. At the moment, it's Justice Shongwe. And then there are two from the Supreme Court, and then there are two South African citizens on that. And they can ultimately, I mean, the ultimate center is that they can actually prevent people from taking part in the election, or parties from taking part in the election. Before that, there's numerous other things that they can do, like impose a fine on them. They can prevent them from having public meetings. They can prevent them from getting money, and all of those, of course, then you basically kill political parties. And then ultimately, they can deregister them. Plus, ultimately, then you can also still take them to the normal courts of South Africa as well after it's been through the electoral court.
Serious business, I tell you, Melanie Fudufudu. Serious business indeed.
It is. Elections are serious businesses.
Tell me about it. I almost called you an ANC MP.
Oh, don't do that.
I would never. Then you'd be suing me for defamation.
Don't do that. Absolutely. I'll hold you in front of not the electoral court, but some court.
There we go. Former ANC MP and political analyst, and as I said, the author of 21 at 21, the coming of age of a nation.